So I'm back. It's Stefano. It's still August 2nd, and I'm just trying to explain what PLCs are, programmable logic controllers. So at part one, I left off at what basically the PLC does. So it takes a bunch of inputs and then does something with them, with outputs. Those outputs can go to relays to then turn on or off motors or activate even something as simple as a light, or it could activate a fan, or it could activate another motor, say with another drive belt, and stuff like that, etc. Right now, the company I worked for, I won't mention the name of the company, but for Mac's benefit, I will mention the model numbers of the hearing aid I'm going to need after all these trucks go by. Now, the model number of the PLCs, because I'm sure as he hears them, it'll prick up his ears and he might remember some of these. The very first one I ever saw was called a PL3, which was a dinosaur of a PLC. Huge box, really. It was about the size, maybe of a small loaf of bread. And not very sophisticated, but it did the job, and it was sort of the budget model for that company. Years later, they came out with a line called the PS4 line, which introduced things like slave units. Now, a slave unit, let me see if I can explain this real quick. A main PLC has all the inputs and outputs. In some cases, it has some kind of user interface, be it a couple of lights, maybe a switch to switch it from run to program, that kind of thing. The slave units didn't have anything. All the slave units did was they hooked up to the primary PLC, so it's just basically another box, and it only had inputs and outputs. And it's just a way to expand the number of inputs and outputs you could have, because in certain circumstances, in an industrial setting, you can well imagine that there would be hundreds of inputs from hundreds of sensors or operators along a whole assembly line, say an emergency stop button. Well, there might be a whole bunch of them. And in some cases, if one emergency stop was pushed, it didn't necessarily mean the whole line had to shut down, but just that part of the line. So that's what a PLC controller could do. It could be intelligent enough to know, oh, okay, wait, he just pushed that one, so let's just shut down this part of the assembly line. Now, getting back to our product line, as time progressed, they got more and more sophisticated, and eventually they started building PLCs and relays together, and The one we used was called the Easy. And there was the first Easies had a very simple LCD graphical user interface where you could actually program this little PLC right on the unit itself. Most of them required a computer to interface with the PLC to program it, or a dedicated programmer, as in the very first line, the PL3 had this. Ostensibly, it was another computer, but with no graphical interface, and it was quite a challenge to program it. So the Easy came out. It had onboard programming, and then another line came out called the MFD, and that one was amazing. That blew everything out of the water because the graphical user face was completely customizable. You could put your client's brand name on it. You could have it show status of a whole bunch of things on there. And it really became the solution. Anyway, just thought for those of you who might want to know what a PLC is, and I hope I did it justice, Mac, you'll let me know. Okay, bye-bye, everyone. Have a great day.